The next, the Dr. Olivero dictated for the 27th of April of the year 2023. The name of the patient is Josephine Sinkowitz. The last name is S-I-E. N like in November, K like in kilo, I, E, W, I, C like in Charlie, Z like in Zulu, Sinkowitz, Josephine, J-O-S-E-P-H-I-N-E. This is the clinical case of a 92-year-old white female that we follow in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. This time, the laboratory workup that was done on April the 26th of the year 2023 shows that the patient has a BUN of 33 and a creatinine of 0.9 with an estimated GFR that is 62 mLs per minute, period. The serum electrolytes are with their normal limits. Number two, the patient has hyperlipidemia. She has a total cholesterol of 210. However, the HDL is 93 and the LDL is 99. The triglycerides are 88. Period. The uric acid is 5. Number two, arterial hypertension. Today the patient comes with an increase in the body weight of 13 pounds. She used to take medication for the blood pressure, and this time she is not taking anything for blood pressure and takes an ibuprofen on PRN basis. The blood pressure reading today is 173 over 87, period. Whether or not the patient has a sustained high blood pressure is unknown. I am sending a note to the ALF for them to check the blood pressure at least 3 times a week. And after 2 weeks, call the office with the blood pressure readings and we will adjust medication or start the patient on medication as needed. Following number, the patient has memory impairment. I noticed that she has deteriorated mentally a little bit. She has a difficult time keeping in her mind the information. That's why I decided to write the plan of treatment and what to do. Following number, the patient has a history of backache that is no longer there. She had collapsed fractures that she have a kyphoplasty and has helped significantly. We are going to reevaluate the case in 5 months with a laboratory workup. A paragraph, I invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab with the patient, 16 minutes with the documentation, 7 minutes.